I'm a community developers evangelist at Microsoft. I'm primarily responsible for engaging with the unmanaged developer communities via various mechanisms like our MSGN sessions, MSGN events, tickets, and of course working with other AEs to interact with the communities at SIs that we work with.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about Rotor, right?
Yes, Rotor, that's correct.
So what is Rotor?
So the whole philosophy behind Rotor is that, let's start with this. The Microsoft .NET framework has a core virtual machine, which is called the Common Language Runtime. And this virtual machine is actually an implementation of a standard called the CLI, the Common Language Infrastructure Standard. Now, in order to create an environment, a virtual execution environment like CLR provides, one needs to implement this CLI standard. So the CLR is Microsoft's implementation of the CLI with lots of other enhancements. However, this is an ECMA standard at the same time. What this means is that anyone can actually implement CLI for a given platform, say, FreeBSD or Mac OS X, and can create a similar virtual execution environment there such that your applications created on say Win32 on CLR can actually be just taken up and copied onto the relevant say Mac OS or FreeBSD that we executed there. Rotor is Microsoft's CLI implementation which comes with full source code and runs on FreeBSD, Mac OS X and Win32, thus giving two things. One is that the whole philosophy of portable execution is possible, and secondly, that this standard can be implemented across multiple operating systems, across different combinations of processor and OS.
So, Gaurav, what all does a standard distribution of Rotor include?
So, if you go to msgn.microsoft.com/net/sscli, you can download Rotor from there. The current version, I believe, is 1. So this is a 15 meg TAR download that, when expanded, will give you almost a GB of source code, if I recall correctly. This you can compile. Of course, you require Perl for compilation. And once that is done, you'll have for your availability the complete basic binary implementation of your basic base class libraries. You'll have the C# compiler, you'll have the JScript compiler, and a mini virtual machine. So you can actually create your application using C# language, execute them there, and copy them onto, say, another FreeBSD where you have implemented and built Rotor again and execute your apps there.
So do we include support for web forms and Windows applications in Rotor as well? Or
No. Rotor is a POC. It's kind of a proof of concept. It's all about showing that, yes, our implementation is capable of going to multiple platforms, but it's more from a research and academic perspective. So actually, Rotor is a very good tool for all the academia and technology enthusiasts to actually go up and look up its source code to see how industrial strength virtual machines are implemented. For instance, when we are studying compiler design in our computer science courses at college, I mean, we all study theory. But if you really want to see how a compiler has been implemented, Rotor is the way to go. Just download it and you'll unzip it and you'll have the C# compiler source code. Let me put you this, that the C# compiler here is very close to the actual implementation of the C# compiler that is distributed in the RTM version of the .NET framework. So Rotor is more of a study tool. It's more of an understanding tool to help you understand the .NET framework better, to help you understand how such virtual machine systems are implemented, to help you understand concepts like garbage collection, to help you understand concepts like compiler implementation, and how you can do that in real sense. So in fact, lots of universities across the world actually use Rotor as a teaching mechanism to give real-life projects to their students for their thesis.
Okay, thank you very much for the information, Gaurav. I think we'll catch up with you again sometime and possibly have a look at what you can do with Rotor in real life.
Sure, we will.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.